Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. It is indeed a beautiful day. The sun is out in all of her glory. It's nice and warm. I hope it's the same for you wherever you're listening. I hope you have a spectacular day. I hope the sun is out in all of her glory and you get the chance to go outside, soak up some of that sun, and just enjoy what the day has to offer. It is July 10th, and I hope you have been faithful in keeping the commitment to yourself that you're not going to care what people say or think about you as you pursue your goals and your dreams. You are going to be relentless in your pursuit. You're also going to remain patient while you pursue your goals and your dreams. You won't get frustrated when you see other people excelling. In fact, it will inspire you and motivate you to keep going because they aren't any more special than you are special, and them no more than you. So I hope that you've been keeping that promise to yourselves. And if you haven't, then today is a great day to start. And if you've not been consistent, it's okay. It happens. Just pick yourself up, make that promise again, and just keep going. They are your dreams. They are your goals. They belong to you. Do what you can, do what you must to see them be realized. For this week, I want to talk about kindness. And I want to explore the idea of being kind, firstly to ourselves and then to others. I'm not going to share a proverb with you this week. What I am going to share is a quote that I found online, and it was written by Danny Arias. Be kind to yourself. There will always be times when it's hard to remember your strengths. These are the times when you need to give yourself special attention. Be kind to yourself. Kindness nurtures and gives hope to growing dreams. Respect yourself. Listen to your needs and treat yourself as you would to a dear friend. Encourage yourself. Remember what you truly want and fight for it as you would for your life. Appreciate yourself. Don't take for granted the qualities that make you unique. Focus yourself. It is with discipline and motivation that you will move towards your goals. Be giving towards yourself. In that way, your strength will thrive and you'll be realizing your goals a day at a time. I really wanted to share this quote with you because I think it is so important to remind ourselves to be kind to ourselves first and foremost, and then to everybody else. Because if you don't know how to treat yourself, then how on earth are you going to treat others, right? If you don't know what kindness looks like from a first-hand point of view, then how are you going to extend that kindness to somebody that is external to you? And that's what I want to focus on for this week. I want to remind us that on this journey that we call life, we are going to face a lot of things. We're going to face struggles, challenges, obstacles. We're also going to experience victory, triumph, satisfaction. We're going to have losses. We're going to have gains. We're going to love. Then there are periods we won't love. There will be joy. There will be pain. There is all this contrast that we're going to experience. And it's all wrapped up into one thing that we label life. And as we go through all those experiences, we're going to take a beating, take a bruising, probably give a few as well. But it is important to remember to be kind. Because if you are not, this world can harden you. Life can harden you. And if that is allowed to happen, it'd be tragic because we came here to have a full gamut of experiences. And because of those experiences, if we allow ourselves to become jaded, to become bitter, to become angry, then we've defeated the whole purpose of why we're here. So I just wanted to remind us that we need to take the time to figure out who we are, what it is that we want, decide to go after what we want, bearing in mind that things won't always work out how we want them to, but it doesn't mean we're going to treat ourselves any less than because of it. If we've had a hard day, we're not going to beat up on ourselves. We're going to give ourselves that grace and that compassion that we would give to a dear friend. Be a friend to yourself. And that requires spending some time with yourself and by yourself. And in today's world, that's becoming an increasing struggle because there are so many things that compete for our time and our attention. And if we're not careful, we could go an entire day and not have a quiet moment to ourselves. And to me, that is alarming because if you get up and the first thing you reach for is your device, your phone, your tablet, and you start to check emails, scroll through social media, answer a few messages without even first offering a word of gratitude for being awake, for being alive, and being able to experience another day, then what are you doing? And if you go throughout the day from one meeting to another, because most of us are still working remotely, still trying to run our businesses on flexible hours, still trying to make sense of what is now our new normal. So we're moving from meeting to meeting, having to contend with emails, demands of our attention from people and social media and the news and every possible thing that you can imagine. When do you take a moment to pause and check in with yourself? And that's necessary. That's really necessary. So I encourage you, I encourage us to make ourselves the number one priority in our own lives. And if you're like, psh, I already do that, then keep doing it. Keep doing it because it is important. It is absolutely necessary for you to make yourselves a priority in your lives. The quote says, there will be times when it's hard to remember your strengths. And on a day when it feels like the world decided to choose violence and come at you with everything it has, and you end up feeling like basura. Google what that is. It's Spanish for another word. That's the time you need to call on your strengths. When it feels like the world is asking for too much. People are asking for too much. And you feel like the weight of the world is coming down on you. Remind yourself of who you are. Remind yourself of what makes you unique, what makes you special. Sometimes you have to be your own hype man, right? That's the first thing. This quote says, when it gets hard, when it gets tough, give yourself that special attention. And in that moment, you should know what you need. Sometimes you need to take a nap. Sometimes you need space. Sometimes you just need quiet. Just to air your own thoughts out. Sometimes you need to vent to somebody. I caution you though, be careful of who you vent to. Make sure it is somebody who you trust and who has proven themselves to be trustworthy to you, because there are people who just want to hear you vent. So it reminds them that, oh, life ain't all that perfect for you. And they can console themselves because, oh, he's going through stuff too. So I can be okay. I'm good because he's suffering like the rest of us. She's suffering like the rest of us. They're struggling. So it's all good. Give yourself that special attention. The same kind of attention and love and compassion. The same space you would make for a friend who's going through that hard time. Hold that space for yourself. If you need to cry, you need to lash out, you need to yell, you need to withdraw, whatever you need to do in that moment, do it. Respect yourself. And that's important, because if you don't respect yourself, how can you expect anybody else to respect you? I'm sure at least once in our lives, we've heard the saying, we teach people how to treat us. So if you don't demonstrate how you want to be treated, you should not be surprised when you're treated in a manner that you don't appreciate. Before you go blaming people around you, hold the mirror up and look at yourself. No, there is a case for when people are projecting onto you, and you need to exercise wisdom and discernment to figure out when people are responding to you based on what you're demonstrating versus when it is a projection onto you. But have some respect. Self-respect won't allow you to talk to people in any kind of way, because you wouldn't want to be spoken to that way. Self-respect will not see you behaving in a manner that would cause embarrassment once that moment has passed, because nobody's so strong enough to get you to behave, in quotes, out of character. Self-respect is you making decisions that are in your best interest and not making decisions that are going to hurt you in the future. Respect is knowing that you have flaws, you are not perfect, and nobody else is perfect. So the same grace, the same compassion, the same acceptance that you seek, you must be willing to extend that to other people. But you have to give that to yourself first. Because if you don't have acceptance of yourself, how are you going to accept anybody else? If you don't know how to say to yourself, you know what? Today was a hard day and you did the best you could. It fell short of what you wanted, but you did the best you could. Tomorrow is a new day. Let's try again. If you can't do that for yourself, then how are you going to do that for others? Encourage yourself. Remember what you want and truly fight for it as you fight for your life. Appreciate yourself and don't take for granted the qualities that are unique. And I'll pause there, because this world has been, is, and is moving towards a state where conformity is celebrated. Just take a look at social media. Most people are trying their ever-loving best to look like the next person. They wear the same brands, they vacation in the same places, they go to the same doctors to get enhancements. They've gone as far as to tell doctors, I want to look like this filter. I want to have the body of this person. That's crazy to me. It's a struggle to wrap my mind around why on earth would you want to be anybody else but yourself? There is nobody else like you on this planet. Nobody else could do you the way that you can do you. And if you don't believe it, then I really sympathize with you, because that's a fact. I don't know how you've been raised. I don't know the kind of environment you were in, you are in. I don't know what your network and your circle is like, but let me tell you, you are unique and nobody else could do you like you can do you. So celebrate how unique you are. Appreciate how special you are. And showing yourself that appreciation can look and be different for each of us. My thing is, I love to buy myself roses. I love plants. I love flowers. So having life around me, having plant life around me, really helps to elevate my mood, elevate my energy, my vibration, and keep it elevated. I grew up around plants. My mom is a gardener. I grew up around roses, orchids, all kinds of plant life. One of my chores was to water the plants. So I have an appreciation for this aspect of nature. So when I want to give myself that boost, I buy myself roses. And with my garden, I can now go onto my balcony and just stand there and just look at my plants just being. And that makes me feel good. And because I know that makes me feel good, when I want to show myself some love, that's what I do. Now, for others of you that might be buying yourself something, that might be giving yourself an extra hour of sleep, that might be cooking yourself your favorite meal, whatever it is that you do to say, you know what, today I'm going to honor myself. And I'm going to do that by doing this. Do it. Figure out how you can show yourself the appreciation and do it. You have to stay focused if you want to pursue your dreams. There is no way around it. You have to focus. You have to be disciplined. And motivation also has to be in the mix. You know, my thing is discipline trumps motivation all day, every day. But motivation has to be a part of the equation. Be giving towards yourself. You need to know what your needs are and be willing to meet your needs. Do you need rest? Do you need a break? Do you need to laugh? Do you need to cry? Do you need to have fun? Do you need to be joyful? Do you need to sit and reflect on where you are in life? Do you need to assess why you aren't achieving the results you desire? What do you need? What do you want? I heard a lesson from one of my favorite thought leaders. And in essence, he said, we know what we want, we're just afraid to ask for it. Because we've been socialized to not asking for what we want. And this is in relation to our goals and our dreams. He listed that there are three types of goals. There's the A-type goal. That's the goal you know how to achieve. No issues in achieving that goal. So therefore, it's very likely, highly likely you can achieve it. There's the B-type goal. Now that's the goal you have to plan for. That's the goal you think you can achieve. The A-type goal you know, the B-type goal you think you can achieve. And then there is a C-type goal. The C-type goal is your wants. It's the thing that you don't even want to allow yourself to imagine because, oh, that's too lofty, that's too big, that's too wild. Oh, that feels scary. Those are the wants. Those are the goals you need to go after. Those are the goals that are going to stretch you. Those are the goals that are going to take you out of your comfort zone. Comfort zone where? No. Those are the goals that are going to require you to do things that to others may seem illogical and just downright nuts. And that's okay because they're your goals. So in giving to yourself, you need to know what you want and make sure you can make the distinction between what you need and what you want. Some of us are afraid to even ask for the things that we want. Some of us are afraid to even want. We have resigned ourselves to our current existence and we're not going to budge because the last time we tried to step outside of that box, we got smacked in the face and it hurt. It hurt really badly and we don't want to hurt like that again. So we're going to stay in this little box because it is safe. Well, I have news for you. Safe is not where it is at. Being safe is not where it's at because here is a very cold, hard, morbid truth. You're not making it out of this alive. You're not. So because we're not going to make it out of this experience alive, be encouraged to step outside of that box. Push against the boundary of your comfort zone. Do the things that are scaring you. Take on the goals that make you quiver and shake in your boots. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you want. Keep asking for what you want. And while you're at it, ask yourself, am I willing? Am I able? If the answer to those questions is yes, what's stopping you? Yes, I'm willing. Yes, I'm able. And if you keep the promise that I spoke about in last week's episode, where you are not going to care about what people say or think about you and your pursuit of your goals and your dreams, then the kind of freedom that you're going to unlock for yourself, you're going to be unstoppable. And that's the kind of life I want for each and every one of you that listens to this episode. I really want you to be honest with yourselves about the things that you want. And I'm not talking about material things, no. Because those things aren't goals to be pursued. They are benefits that come as a result of you pursuing your goals. So wanting an expensive car cannot be your goal, because there are so many ways to get an expensive car. You have to want something that's going to push you, and I mean really push you, that's going to require you to make radical changes in your life. So if wanting an expensive car is that, then you are thinking small. And I make no apologies for telling you, you are thinking small. If wanting a big house is your biggest, loftiest goal, you're thinking small. And don't tell me, oh, nobody else in my family owns a home, so I will be the first. Nobody else in my family has a mansion, so I will be the first. So for me, that's a lofty goal. No, it is not. No, it is not. You are capable of so much more than just wanting to achieve material things. And you have to know this, recognize it, and believe it with everything that is in your being. Another lesson that I went through, i.e. not an experience, but a lesson that, again, one of my favorite thought leaders shared, is we operate simultaneously on three planes of existence. We're spiritual beings with intellect living in a physical body. So by virtue of operating simultaneously on those three planes of existence, you have to recognize that you're an extraordinary being. You have to. And regardless of what you have been socialized to think, you are hearing this episode now, and I'm telling you, you are an extraordinary being capable of so much. So stop selling yourself short. Stop playing small. Stop thinking small. Stop talking yourself out of your wants, your goals, and your dreams. Stop being so preoccupied with what other people think and say and do, and focus on you. When you begin to exercise self-belief, when you begin to demonstrate to yourself and then to the universe, to the world, to God, that listen, I am capable of so much more, you best believe opportunities are going to pour in that give you that chance to prove and prove and prove again what you are capable of, because opportunities beget opportunities. But all of that stems from knowing who you are, being kind to yourself, being giving to yourself, recognizing your strengths, knowing when to appreciate yourself, understanding the qualities that make you unique, being willing to extend to yourself compassion and grace, holding that space for yourself. You need to be able to do all those things and do them well, because that determines how you show up in this world. And if you really want to experience all the amazing things that life has to offer, then you have to put yourself in a position to be able to. And you see, when you're kind to yourself, it's easier to be kind to others. And being kind to others and extending that benevolence doesn't mean you're going to become a doormat either, because you have self-respect. And because you know that this life comes with challenges and struggles and it throws hard punches, when you encounter someone who is being rude, who is being mean, and you know within yourself that you did nothing to this person to warrant that kind of behavior, then find it within yourself to be kind, because that person is going through something. That person has been through something. That person needs kindness. And listen, it's not always going to be easy, you know. It's not going to be easy all the time. Sometimes it might blast that person. But just remember that each of us have our own struggles and battles that we face. So when you can be kind, please do. Because that kind word might just save somebody's life. Do you know how many stories I've read where somebody was on the verge of ending their lives and a total stranger smiled at them, said an encouraging word, and it initiated a conversation that turned out to be a life-saving experience for that person who was on the threshold of ending it all. You never know what people are going through. They won't always know what you are going through either. So in this world where it is so easy to become self-absorbed, man, so easy to get caught up, be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. My beautiful souls, this was a long one. I hope you're able to stick with me through this episode. I hope there was at least one thing in this episode that resonates with you, that will resonate with you, and that you were reminded that it is important, it is absolutely necessary to be kind to yourself first and foremost before you can be kind to anybody else. And you have to know what that kindness looks like and feels like, and that requires spending the time with yourself. That requires a level of self-awareness. It is my hope that as you go through the rest of this month, and as you make that daily commitment to yourself to focus on your dreams, focus on your goals, focus on your personal growth, focus on being a better human being, that you won't care about what people have to say or what they think about you and the choices that you're making in your life, because they are for your best interest. Those choices are for your own good. And it may look a little crazy to other people. It may look absolutely nuts to other people. But you don't care, because you're doing what's best for you. You are working towards a bigger, better version of yourself. And you don't have the time or the energy or the desire to become preoccupied with the opinions of others, whether or not they're your friends, family, loved ones, whether or not they're well. Because you know where true north is. And that's what you're keeping your eyes on. So find north. Keep your eyes on that North Star. Stay focused. Develop discipline. Remain motivated. And all the things you desire can be yours. Thank you so much for listening. It was my absolute pleasure again to share with you this week. Let me know some other ways you show yourself kindness. I'd love to hear from you. Stop being shy. Shout out to my listeners across the globe. You are listening from some of the most fabulous locations, and I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful that this podcast is reaching you far and wide, and I thank you. Keep sharing, keep giving me your feedback. I really love to hear from you guys. So stop being so shy, match up. So until next time, remember, there are to every coin, just flip it to get the full view, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.